the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to today's special. We express our congratulations on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas. Today, Saturday, is the fourth of the month of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the sixth of Isfan, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of February, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We would like to express again our congratulations on the auspicious birthday of the faithful companion and brother of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas. Our congratulations and our heartfelt auspicious feelings goes to you all, dear Muslims, on this very beautiful day on the Islamic calendar.
Kindness in our hearts, when all the fun starts, exhilaration. Smiles everywhere, delight in the air, jollification. Oh, trips, endless full visits, colorful outfits, mark this occasion.
The name of Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas. After holding Islamic ceremonies of newborns for Imam Ali's new baby, Lady Zainab turned her face towards her father and asked, "Father, have you chosen a name and a nickname for this new baby?" His father answered, "Yes, daughter, I have." "What are they, father?" she asked eagerly. The father, as he perceived that this baby would be one of the heroes of Islam and would be frowning in the face of evils and the wrongdoers, said, "I name him Al-Abbas and nickname him Abul Fadh, father of virtue." Al-Abbas means the lion that other lions fear and escape. This name is given to the courageous, the fearless, the strong, and the attacker. It is one of the names of a lion. Describing Al-Abbas in the battlefields, many historians have likened him to the angry lion. Al-Abbas ibn Ali looked like an unshakable mountain. His heart was the same as such as immovable mound, because he was such a unique horseman and a hero. In battlefields, he was fearless. Today, Sha'ban 4th is the birthday anniversary of this courageous man, Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, so our auspicious congratulations goes to all the dear listeners, all Muslims, especially the Shia ones, across the world.
In Arabic, we have two similar words, but they're very, very different. We have the word basar. Basar means vision. If you don't have vision, you can't see. There is a word that sounds like basar, but it's more important. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, in one hadith, he says, "You would rather lose your basar, but not this other one." This other one is basira. Basira means what? Basira means internal vision. Basar allows you to see the reality of things from the outside. You see the surface. Basira allows you to see the inside. It gives you insight into the world. Basira is more important than basar. Because once the basira is blind, your humanity is blinded. Justice is blinded. Good values are blinded. My dear brothers and sisters, when you think of the hero of Karbala, Abul Fadl al-Abbas, alayhi salam, what do you think he had others didn't? What was special about Abul Fadl? Have you ever wondered? Courageous? Many people in history are courageous. I mean, look at the companions of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. They were all courageous. Did you see any one of them on the day of Ashura showing you weakness? Habib ibn Madahir, he was not courageous. Muslim ibn Awsajah, he was not courageous. All of them were courageous. What makes Abul Fadl al-Abbas stand out? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam tells us, "Rahim Allah ammi al-Abbas." May Allah bless our uncle Abbas. Why? "Kana ammun al-Abbas nafid al-basira." Our uncle Abbas had sharp inner vision. He saw the reality of things. At a time when the world was deceiving most Muslims, Abul Fadl al-Abbas saw the reality of this world. كَانَ عَمُّنَا الْعَبَّاسِ نَافِذَ الْبَصِيرَةِ He had that inner vision, inner light, to see the reality of things. Most people see the outside surface. If you were to go back, my dear brothers and sisters, 1,000 years ago, and you would take your smartphone and you would show it to the people, what would they see? They would see this weird black rectangular shaped object. They don't even know what it is. See, when you look at the outside, that's all you see. But then once you tell them, let me show you what this thing can do. You can call, you can take pictures, you can read, you can put your notes, you can do a million things on this device. That's life. Most people, when they look at life, that's what they see, the outside. Basira gives you that internal vision, my dear brothers and sisters. Now, you know what's the biggest block, the biggest obstacle that blinds our basira, our internal vision? Public opinion. Most people don't think. They go with the flow. They don't challenge what they're told. And that's the problem of Muslims today. They have become like parrots. Whatever they're told, they repeat. Basira means you can challenge the thoughts being given to you. Everything that is said to you, my dear brothers and sisters, challenge it. Especially if the majority believes in it. Because the Quran is always critical of the majority and what the majority thinks. Challenge it.
The nicknames of Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas. Al-Abbas was called Abul Fazl, father or owner of virtue. Some mentioned that he had a son called Al-Fazl too. As a matter of fact, this name represents his personality completely because he was the owner, leader, and a source of virtues. In his life, he was so open-handed, he used to distribute his virtue and charity to anyone who was directed to him. After martyrdom, he has been the shelter and refuge for everyone who seeks his help. Most surely, God relieves him who turns to him and implores to him by using Abul Fazl as his means and interceder. Because this is so commonly experienced, the fact is undeniable. He was also called Abul Qasim. This name, however, is not common among historians, some of whom have mentioned that Al-Abbas has a son called Al-Qasim, who was martyred during the Battle of At-Taf. Our congratulations again goes to you, all dear listeners across the world, on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Hazrat Abul Fazl al-Abbas is called as Bab al-Hussein. Like his father, who was like the gate to the Prophet's knowledge, Al-Abbas is the actual and spiritual gate to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Because of the high moral standards and great faithfulness of Al-Abbas, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam used to choose him for every mission and depend upon him in every difficult situation. Likewise, Al-Abbas dedicated himself to being at the disposal of his brother. He was the protector and defender of the Prophet's household. It is related that Al-Abbas used to call his brother as master or mawla. Only on one day and in one situation did Al-Abbas address his brother as brother. That was on the day of Ashura. Hence, it is recommended for the pilgrims of the tomb of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to begin first with visiting the tomb of Al-Abbas. This is one of the confirmations of Al-Abbas being the gate to his brother, the chief of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Of course, the door or the gate intended here is the mental and spiritual one. Al-Abbas, hence, is the spiritual gate to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and this meaning is very far from the familiar meaning of portership. Al-Abbas is too far above such meanings, and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is also too far above taking doorkeepers, since he is beyond all material limits.
The reason why we celebrate the birth of any of the Ma'sumin or any other great person is because of that great person being a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, and we need to appreciate that blessing on that day. It's a day where God has blessed us.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember, every bar, every bar.
One characteristic that Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas had was insight. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, salamullahi alayhi, coming with Abu Abdullah al-Husayn to Karbala didn't just happen. He wasn't forced. In Medina, there was a lot of opposition to the decision of the Imam, not by others, by the very family members of Imam al-Husayn. The husband of Zainab, salamullahi alayha, Abdullah bin Ja'far al-Tayyar, he was opposed to this decision. Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyya, the other brother of Imam al-Husayn, was opposed to this decision, and he didn't come. And there were other family members as well that didn't come. They didn't show up. They didn't agree with the Imam. They thought the Imam was making a big mistake. And the second point about Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is his loyalty. His loyalty to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Because when you understand, one thing is to understand what's right to do. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas did that.
Allah ma'ana, tasma'una wa tarana. Allah, Allah, inna, haruduka al-wufrana.
Today, Shaban Falls is the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. A congratulations goes to all dear listeners all across the world, especially the dear listeners of the program Today's Special on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed this episode, which was especially about the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam everybody and heartiest felicitations to you all. Today is the 4th of Sha'ban, the auspicious birthday of the immortal standard bearer of Karbala, Hazrat Abbas, peace upon him. Here is what his father, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, said, entrusting the newborn to the care of the immortal martyr of Karbala. O Hussein, I am entrusting to you this child. He will represent me on the day of your supreme sacrifice and lay down his life in defending you and your dear ones, much as I would have done if alive on that day. ¶¶
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and here at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations and a heartened Mabruk because, as you know, today is the birthday of the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the brother of Imam Hussein, Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our listeners a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about the virtue of Hazrat Abbas. In the book Kibrit al-Kibrit al-Ahmar, it has been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing Hazrat Abbas, said, أَقَرَّ اللَّهُ عَيْنَكَ which can be roughly translated as may Allah make you happy, may Allah give happiness to you. فَأَنْتَ بَابُ الْحَوَائِجِ for verily, or it could also be translated as congratulations to you, or may, you know, فَأَنْتَ بَابُ الْحَوَائِجِ you are the door from which the requests and the aspirations of those who desire something are granted. Then the Prophet said, فَشْفَعْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ so you should intercede on behalf of anyone whom you so wish. This is a reference to one of the virtues of this great person. It's also something which is popular amongst the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt. They refer to Hazrat Abbas as Babul Hawa'ij. This is one of his titles, his epithets that we refer to him with. And the basis of this is this very hadith. In another beautiful hadith, we read the following. About Hazrat Abbas. It has been narrated in Ma'ali al-Sibtain, a book, that when the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was nearing his death, and he was in his bed, approaching his time to depart from this world, he called his son Abbas to him. When he did, he hugged him and pulled him close to his chest and said the following, Waladi, O my son, O my child, wasataqarru bika fi yawm al-qiyamah. Soon my eyes will be revealed, my eyes will be relieved by you on the day of resurrection, or you will be a source of happiness to me on the day of resurrection. Which probably is a reference to, again, the power of intercession which has been granted to him, which he will use to forgive many of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam on the day of resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School. Here today we have some of the students of Sevier International School again, Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, Hassan, Hussein?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, alhamdulillah. Yes. Ali Nasir, Fawad. Are
salam,
you all right?
Alhamdulillah.
Salam alaikum. Welcome, brothers. Today, inshallah, the same as our last session, our previous sessions, we'll work on two of the verses of Surah Ali Imran. Verses ayah number 4 and ayah number 5 of Surah Ali Imran. Brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRIB English Radio, please open your Quran Kareem, turn to page 50. Ayah 4 and 5 of Surah Ali Imran, right? Surah Ali Imran. So, we'll have a listening. We'll listen to the recitation once, then we'll continue reciting and practicing the Tajweed rules. Let's listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان. إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام. إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.
Great recitation. I will read once. Guys, you should repeat after me. Our brothers and sisters as well will practice, okay?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان.
من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان.
إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد.
إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد.
والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.
إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Ayah 4 continues Ayah 3, okay? Allah Almighty says in Ayah 3,
نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنجِيلَ مِنْ قَبْلُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَأَنزَلَ الْفُرْقَانِ. Furqan is another name for Quran Kareem. Okay? Furqan. Which means Quran just brings a distinction between wrong and right.
Yeah.
The true and false. Okay? So that's the name, another name for Quran Kareem, which means criterion. Allah Almighty says, وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنجِيلَ, and he had sent down the Torah, the book of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and the Evangel, the Bible, the book of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, before the Quran. For what? As the guidance for mankind, okay? And he has sent down the criterion, which means Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, okay? Then, indeed, those who defy the signs of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, these people, okay, there is a severe punishment for them. Those who defy or refuse or reject the signs of Allah Almighty. Inna Allah, wallahu azizun dhu intiqam. Be careful, okay? One of the beliefs is this, which is a wrong belief, that a lot of people believe that Allah Almighty is kind. Okay, we make sins, no problem. I don't do my prayers. Allah Almighty is kind. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He's so kind. Forgive everybody. We'll go to heaven, inshallah. They stay firm on this belief, which is a wrong belief. If Allah Almighty is Rahman Ar-Rahim, He is Azizun Dhuntiqam as well. Okay? He will take revenge. He is Avenger. Alright? Take revenge of what? He says, Allah Almighty says, okay, guidance was there for you. If you didn't accept, that was your problem. I had given you wisdom. I had given you reasoning, aql. Come on. Now I'll ask you. Okay? Got it?
Yes.
So, in Dua al-Iftitah, I think, in the month of Ramadan, we recite it. وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ الْعَفْوِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ. You are the Avenger. So شديد. Okay? So hard one. وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ فِي مَوْضِعِ النَّكَالِ وَالنَّقِمَةِ. Okay? So Allah Almighty, at the same time, He's the very Avenger, okay? He's the Almighty. At the same time, He's kind. Okay? So you know how to deal with this. Yes, He's just and fair. So, إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. If you think like, if you go to a very hidden place, okay, somewhere which is dark, if you, for example, you tell a lie somewhere, people might not see you, okay? You're not honest with yourself, you commit a sin. Don't think this way that Allah does not see it. إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في السماء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Okay? Allah Almighty is the all-seeing. He sees everything. Nothing is indeed hidden from Allah in the earth or in the sky. This is our belief, okay? This is As-Sami' al-Basir. These are the attributes of Allah Almighty. With Tawheed, we should believe in them. Tawheed in Sifat, right? Guys, this was a short explanation. I hope you refer to the Tafasir book, like Tafsir al-Namuna, Tafsir al-Mizan, Majma' al-Bayan, like the rest of the Tafasir, okay? Refer to them, inshallah, and learn more about these verses.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Now we'll move on with the Tajweed rules. Min qablu.
Qalqala.
Qalqala on the letter ba. But before qalqala, we have another one. Ikhfa. Min qablu. Ikhfa with heavy letter, yes?
Yes.
Min qablu, as if it's clear that qaf is after it and it's a heavy letter. Min. Do you see that? Min qablu. And qaf is a heavy letter, produce a heavy sound. Qa, qa, qablu, min qablu, hudan linnas, hudan linnas.
Idgham.
Idgham. Hudan linnas. Linnas, nun mushaddad. Qunna sound. Hudan linnas. Wa anzala al-furqan.
Ikhfa.
Anzala. Hide the sound of noon. The rule ikhfa. You must review if you've forgotten. Furqan. Ra has a heavy sound. Fur. Then qaf has a heavy sound too. Furqan. Right?
Yes.
In. The qila sign tells us.
Better to stop.
Better to stop. We have mentioned it a lot. Inna alladhina. Noon mushaddad. الذين كفروا بآيات الله. Make sure it's not بآيات الله. No. آيات الله. There is a baby I left on the top. آيات الله. Produce the sound of لام in the word Allah with a light sound. Lightly pronounce it. بآيات الله. لهم عذاب شديد. عذاب شديد. تنوين plus شين. Do the ikhfa, but make sure, make sure your listener understands that the letter sheen comes after.
And qalqala.
Shadeed. Yes, qalqala. Lahum azaabun shadeed. Dot. It's a strong qalqala, actually. Shadeed. Yes?
Yeah.
Because you changed the tanween to sukoon. Wallahu azizun. Wallah. Lam. Heavy sound.
Yeah.
Wallahu azizun dhuntiqam.
Ikhfa.
Azizun dhuntiqam. Both are ikhfa.
Both.
Yeah, both. Two ikhfa we have.
Two ikhfa.
Tiqam, qaf has a heavy sound. Qam. Yes. Stretch the sound. Maddul arid.
Lissukun.
And the next ayah. Inna allaha. Allah, heavy sound.
Yes.
La yakhfa kha kha. Heavy sound.
Yes.
Alayhi shay'un. Shay'un tanween.
Hasan.
What rule is
إخفاء.
إخفاء. شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Right?
Yes.
Here, في الأرض. We have يامد plus الأرض. همزة الوصل. You skip همزة الوصل, right? Hussein?
Yes.
What do you
yes.
do next?
We will connect noon to lam.
Noon to lam or fa?
Oh, yeah. Dear. yes.
Yeah, fa to lam. في الأرض. Yes? في الأرض. No. Skip that mad as well. في الأرض. ولا في السماء. That's all. The mad on سماء and the word سماء is wajib as well. Let me read one more time. Repeat after me, okay? With تجويد rules. من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان.
من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان.
هدى do not stay here, okay? Do not prolong it. هدى لام it's لام not غنة. And أنزل hide this. Okay.
إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد. إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد.
والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
والله عزيز ذو انتقام.
إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.
إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
By the way, Hassan, when you stop at the word في السماء, Hamza, the harakat must be changed to sukun. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with IRB English Radio. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir Fawad, thank you so much for being with us in this session. Brothers and sisters, we'll stay here with IRB English Radio, inshallah, in the coming sessions. We'll be again with you with Quranic sessions. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Sevilla International School. That's all from us for today. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
Illallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of Sha'baniya, whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, this year. Throughout the previous years, we have discussed up to this excerpt. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience, except when you awakened me for your grace. In this part, in this section of Sha'baniya, whispered prayer, we will discuss some issues, the most important of which are, the first is actually Almighty Allah's favor and grace. The second point is the forgiveness of the Almighty Allah. The third point will be the gratitude for the blessings of the Almighty Allah. And the fourth point is the warning for ignorance of the servants. Anyway, when this part starts, it says in the first place, إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience. This concept of Almighty Allah's grace and favor that in this part is mentioned by the infallible Imam is very important. In the Islamic literature, it has been reflected in many different instances. And it can be inferred from this part that loving the Almighty Allah is actually loved by the Almighty Allah Himself. He loves to see His servants love Him, and He has asked for it. And this part of the whispered prayer says that it has been only because of your grace that I have been awakened, that I have been able to somehow detach myself from this world, pay attention to you, and keep myself away from the sins. And this has been because of your grace. And merely mentioning it, merely reading it, citing it by the servant, is one reason of making it inside the heart of the reader, of the one who is the supplicant. And this has been one of the graces of the Almighty Allah.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So one of the graces of the Almighty Allah is mentioned here. The fact that the Almighty Allah's help, His grace, has caused us to be away from the sins. إِلَّا فِي وَقْتٍ أَيْقَذْتَنِي لِمَحَبَّتِكَ. You were the one who awakened me for your grace. It was because of your grace and favor that I could have the strength to desist myself from your disobedience. And this is really important, that is considered at the same level of thinking and remembering of the Almighty Allah's graces. Now, in the Holy Quran, loving the Almighty Allah is mentioned, but the point is that not loving anything or anyone other than the Almighty Allah is not negated, but as we will mention sufficiently and in details, what has been mentioned in the Holy Quran is the reproachment of loving the other things more than the love of the Almighty Allah. This is what has been reproached in the Holy Quran. The point is that loving your friends, loving the kinship, the parents, the father, mother, even the spouses and the children are all the graces of the Almighty Allah. They have been there because of the attractions the Almighty Allah has put in there. And this is something natural, and this kind of joy and enjoyment is actually necessary for life. Because if there wasn't for this very love for the others, the life of the people would be so full of ignorance. It would be insipid and dull and colorless. So naturally, the human beings are inclined, are attracted to some things. But the point is that loving those things must be in the way of loving the Almighty Allah. And loving them should not actually surpass the love of the Almighty Allah. We will continue discussing this excerpt, dear listeners, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
وبركاته.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان،
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان،
والعالم يقول لك احبك.
شعبان بجمالك
شعبان، شعبان
يا شعبان،
يا شعبان يا شعبان، احبك يا شعبان، يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say لا إله إلا الله. Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله.
RIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to continue your, a program with the topic, how the religion of Islam was spread across the world. That the early Islam, was it through the power of the sword, or no, it was the peace talks, or we can call it a kind of victory over other lands by the, conciliation with the other lands, or no, it was the power of oppression or something like that. We call it the colonization on that time. So, Shaykh, you talked about, the nature of the wars and the battles of Prophet Muhammad inside Arab Peninsula, and how he was peaceful in his talks with his enemies. And most of his wars were, maybe 90%, 99% of the wars were defensive and not the offensive ones. Now, do you believe that the path of spreading Islam across the world after the demise of Prophet Muhammad was kindly deviated from the right path or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you rightly mentioned in the first program, I refer to some points regarding the words of the Prophet, Prophet peace be upon him and his family. And I believe that not only 90% and 99%, all the words of the Prophet were defensive, although the Holy Prophet had the right for initiative war as well. I also shared some verses of the Quran talking about the fact that religion in and of itself cannot be forced. Mm-hmm. Religion is a matter of one's belief.